In the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis, the story of Cain and Abel was told. As you know, Cain allowed the powers of sin to overtake him, and in a fit of rage, he killed his brother Abel. Afterwards, God asked Cain an intriguing question. Where is your brother? I want to ask you that same question today. Where is your brother? I'm not talking about your biological brother. I'm talking about the men, women, boys, and girls that you come into contact with every day in the brotherhood of mankind. We all know someone who is hurting. They may have lost their home or their job. They may have gone through a divorce or are estranged from their children. Someone that is close to them may have recently died, or one of their family members is in prison. They may be battling with some type of addiction, or they may have just gotten on your last nerve. The bottom line is, they are hurting. Every one of us knows of someone who needs a helping hand, or at the very least, needs an encouraging word. God is asking you, where is your brother? Can you see him? Can you see his hurt and his pain, or have you just given up? Where is your brother? When Cain was faced with that question, he gave the answer that many of us have thought about at one time or another. Am I my brother's keeper? It amazes me how quickly we can give up on someone because of his or her predicament. But we are thankful that there was someone that did not give up on us when we were in our mess. I'm not just talking about you. I'm a member of that club too. You have been hurt. You have been disappointed. People that you love have lied to you, stolen from you, and fooled you time and time again. You have cried many tears because of the things that they have done to you. But God is still asking you that same question. Where is your brother? God told Cain something that every one of us needs to hear. He said, the voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. God does not want anyone to perish. That is why he is so patient. Remember, he was patient with you too. The next time you pray, say, Lord, here is my brother. I am putting him in your hands. Then trust God to do the rest.
Reverend Burton Barr Jr., author of Amazing Grace, The Storm is Passing Over, and The Hoodlum Preacher. Books in stores now. For more information, visit cobaltbooks.com and thehoodlumpreacher.com.